hello and welcome. It is your show. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. And we know we're going to hear from you today because you have prayer intentions. We get them via email and text. And when we do the prayer shows, a lot of prayer intentions come in. So we're going to open up the phone lines here right now, Debbie, and invite people to call in with their urgent prayer intentions.
And praise reports. And Jerry, yeah. We actually had a couple yesterday that came in early. So I've had the prayer book out since yesterday's show. So it's going to continue. So if you have urgent prayer requests or intentions and praise reports, call them in now. Don't wait till the end of the show because this goes very, very fast. And the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. The show team is in place. Michael McCall, our producer's at the controls, doing a fine job. Rich is going to be answering phones today, and Pedro is on social media, and Jerry and I are waving to everybody. Chats are going strong. Thanks, you guys. So get your urgent prayer requests in. We love to storm heaven. We believe in the power of prayer. But I have to tell you, Jerry, we need a little bit longer than an hour, so we got to go fast because lots of people have things that are weighing on them, and they want God's attention.
Yeah, well, this is it's a unique opportunity. I mean, there are other shows I'm sure you can call in prayer intentions, but twice a month we devote exclusively to your prayer intentions, Take Two family. One is whom or what are you praying for around the first of the month, and then around this time of the month we have our urgent prayer show, God, I Need You Now. So what is it that you would like God to do for you, for someone you love? It can be a relationship issue, your marriage. It can be a job issue, a health issue. Debbie mentioned praise reports. If there was a previous show when you called in and asked the Take Two family to pray for something and God has come through and answered those prayers, we would love to be able to give some glory to the Holy Trinity today for those answered prayers. So whatever you want to call in about, a prayer intention, a praise report, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And today is a very special day as we look at the lives of the saints, the Nativity of Saint John the Baptist. So this is a great, great saint to ask for his intercession. And so it's a powerful day. And as you look at the phone lines, Jerry, just lighting up very quickly like a Christmas tree in June, pretty amazing. You guys are really believing in the power of prayer. You obviously have a lot of intentions and requests that you need heaven's assistance for. So we understand that. We're right in the same boat. And so I've got the prayer book out, Jerry. And as soon as Rich is ready, we'll bring our first caller on air with us, and we'll just roll in the order that they came in, which is wonderful. That's the way the Take Two family works, this program, each and every weekday. So if you are listening right now and you're new to the program, you just tripped onto the station and you're not even Catholic, right? You're not Catholic and you're listening and you're like, wait a minute, I have things that are bothering me. I want people to pray and help me storm heaven. Please call in. You are part of the family. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Yeah, there are other ways you can get a hold of us as well. You can text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response and then text us your first name and your prayer intention. Message and data rates may apply depending on your phone plan. You can email take2@ewtn.com. In fact, the website is open 24/7 for your prayer intentions. And that's what we're doing today on the air, is praying with you. We always say we are a praying family here at Take Two, and we definitely are going to make sure that we all understand that that is the truth today. 833-288-EWTN is the number with your urgent prayer intentions. 833-288-3986.
Very often after the show, we try to keep the conversation going with interesting information and articles and things that you may find helpful for your spiritual, just your walk, your faith walk, your spiritual walk. So we like to go to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So please like us there and follow. You can follow me on my personal Facebook page, Debbie Giorgiani. Also, you can always get a free consultation at standtalltoday.com. But I would recommend going towards the end of the week because we are reconfiguring our website. And so it's a little bit, it's offline today. It'll be back online soon. But go to standtalltoday.com maybe this weekend, get a free consultation if there's something that you need help with on this crazy thing called life. That's what life coaching is all about, right, Jer?
It certainly is, and we are here on this radio show and with the life coaching and everything else that we do to make you a better person, make you the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. And so keep that in mind. You can get that free consultation for life coaching at standtalltoday.com, and you can call in today with your urgent prayer intentions. There may be somebody that has been on your heart for a while. Maybe you're caring for perhaps an elderly parent. Maybe you have a child who has gone a little bit wayward, a little bit astray, and you want prayers for him or her. Maybe it's something for yourself. You might think, sometimes we get tempted to think, Debbie, that it's selfish to ask for prayers for ourselves, but I don't think it is.
Not
I think
at all.
We definitely want to pray for others, but include yourself as well. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's your relationship with God, and God wants that very intimate relationship with you. And so praying for yourself, absolutely. I'm all for it. You are so generous, the Take-Two family. You're always thinking of everyone else. And so that's the beauty of this incredible body of Christ. Jerry, real quickly, I just wanted to say that we are getting a lot of direct messages coming in saying, are we going to pray for peace in the Middle East? Absolutely. That's number one in the prayer book. So please know that we're praying for all the disturbances, all of the wars, everything that's happening around the world. That gets put in the prayer book at the top. Also, what gets put in the prayer book on a regular basis is the souls in purgatory. We at Take Two are committed to praying for the souls in purgatory and for those who have no one to pray for them. So just know that those are two standard prayer requests that kind of are etched into the prayer book on a regular basis. Right, Jer?
That is correct. And that phone number, as lines are being screened by Rich Jesse right now, 833-288-EWTN is the phone number, 833-288-3986. We are a praying family here on the Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. It is your show. We encourage you to be a part of it today. And God is in the healing business. He's in the miracle business. He's in the still in the business of answering prayers. Remember, it says multiple times in Scripture, it says, you know, Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, ask the Father in my name, mm-hmm. he will give to you. So let us be bold. Let us be confident. Right, Deb?
Absolutely. We got to go big with God because he goes big with us. Okay. Who's with us? Jerry and I are committed. Now we need the Take Two family. Dial in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I will be right back.
We hear at Mass, let us pray. And that's what we're going to do here in just a moment. We're going to go right to the calls after I tell you about a product from EWTN Publishing. If you want peace in this life, it's the spiritual letters of Venerable Bruno Lanteri. And the book is authored by Father Timothy Gallagher, who delves into the spirituality of Venerable Bruno Lanteri, known as a great spiritual director. And in this treasure trove of letters that he wrote to his spiritual children, discover how Venerable Bruno can help you overcome things like spiritual discouragement with his straightforward and practical counsels. Paired with Father Gallagher's reflections and the writings of the saints, you'll gain confidence in God and a greater patience with yourself. Mm-hmm. If you want peace in this life, subtitled The Spiritual Letters of Venerable Bruno Lanteri by Father Timothy Gallagher, available now, buy Catholic, shop EWTNRC.com.
Okay, first up for our urgent prayer request show is Catherine, and Catherine's in Tallahassee, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Sure, Catherine, sure.
I'm calling because I have a little bit of a saga of a story, but my husband and I were finally able to buy our first home a few years ago, and we closed on the Feast of Padre Pio. And we had been trying also to get pregnant for several years. And within a few weeks of buying our first home, we became pregnant. And it was so exciting and such a blessing. Mm-hmm. And we had a beautiful, healthy pregnancy. And then we left to go out of state to birth our first child. And we were gone for a few weeks. But we came home with our brand new baby to a totally destroyed home, top to bottom, flooded with water. I had no idea what to do. Brand new mom. We were totally reeling. And we just 21 months later, today, an hour ago, we just got a call from our general contractor saying the house is finally done. The repairs are finally completed. And what we really want is to just get this house on the market to sell it because it's been such a traumatic event for us. And we're really asking everyone who's listening to please pray that we have a fair and quick sale of this house so that we can finally move on with our family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So we would, today is St. John the Baptist. So we go to him, obviously, because he's very, very active and powerful. So we know that. But we also, we must go to St. Joseph. Are you going to St. Joseph, Catherine?
Yes, ma'am. We buried a little St. Joseph statue in the front yard, and I hid some medals of St. Joseph around the house also.
Oh, that's sweet. But make sure you know where you located them so you can dig them back up and take them to the new home so you can put them in a prominent place. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. So now, here's the thing. So the baby's doing great.
He's great, yeah. He's 22 months now, and he's wonderful. And we feel so, so blessed, but we just feel like we have this this big financial burden with this house. We've been paying rent and dealing with the house with a mortgage. It's just been a lot. And so I think we're just not sure what the next steps are for us right now. So we just would like to sell the home.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we've got you in the prayer book, just so you know, be assured of our prayers. But I think Jerry and I are going to probably go in the same direction on this. You and your husband and your beautiful baby boy are doing well. And that's the most important thing. So you stay with that and the rest will all work out because you're staying faithful and you've got your family. And that is so precious to God. What do you say, Jer?
I say absolutely right on all of that. And Catherine, I would throw in St. Anthony as well. He helps us, you know, find things, and he can help you find a buyer for your home and a new place for you and your beautiful family as well. So along with St. Padre Pio and St. Joseph and, of course, our Blessed Mother and St. Anthony and our guardian angels, we all will be lifting this intention up in prayer.
Thank you all so very much. And yes, you are totally right. We feel so incredibly blessed in every way. And I almost feel silly needing these prayer requests for this house because we do feel so blessed, but I know how powerful all of our intercessors are, especially Our Lady, and how much our Lord loves us. So I thought I would call in anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
Glad you did.
Remember, God wants you to, Jesus wants you to have life and to have it to the full, right? That's what's written in Scripture. That's the truth. And the fullness of life is everything we experience. So that is beautiful, Catherine. That shows how much you trust and have faith in God and you love God and you want the best for your family and you should want that. Way to go, Catherine. Mm-hmm. I think you're awesome.
Thanks. I love you guys and I love your show. And I'm praying for all of you and your listeners. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Catherine. We love you guys, too. Thanks for being part of the Take-Two family. Urgent prayer intentions today, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Maria is in Allenboro, West Virginia, listening today on St. Paul Radio. Hi, Maria.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Great. So happy that you called.
I can barely hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you well. If we speak up a little bit, can you hear us better?
I'm calling for Helios. I think his name is spelled H-E-L-I-O-S. He's a young father. He has pancreatic cancer and colon cancer. Mm. And two children, teenage children, and a wife. Please pray for a miracle for Helios.
Yeah, oh my goodness. This is obviously very, we talk about urgent prayer intentions, Maria. This definitely fits that category, and especially like you said with the family there that he has. So we're going to be lifting him up and definitely turning, we're bringing the saint, St. Peregrine, the patron saint of cancer patients, and we hope, Debbie, that this gentleman will become a cancer thriver someday very soon.
Absolutely. Maria, let me just ask you a quick question. Is he a man of faith? Or is he practicing?
I don't know that. I think he is, but I don't think he practices.
Okay.
A good man.
Okay. Yeah, that's wonderful that he's a good man. But what we need him is to really get in a good place with God, right? So we're going to help with that in prayer. You're doing that right now by alerting the whole world. If there's any way, you know, it says that it's a friend of yours, their son. So is there any way that he would be willing to have some kind of blessed object in the treatment center room or in the hospital or in his bedroom or wherever?
He's not in the hospital. Not actually in the hospital, but the prognosis doesn't look good.
Okay. Is there any way to get, just maybe get to your friend and tell your friend to get some sacramentals around him in his sleeping area? Could you do that?
I can certainly ask. I'm actually a friend of his father-in-law's. I can certainly ask. Sacramentals in his area.
Right, where he sleeps, where he spends the most rested time, where he rests the most in the home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Maria. And we'll be praying, definitely. Keep us posted, please.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, we're Maria. Praying for you, too, and any intentions you have, Maria. We put you in the book as well and your family. Okay. Beautiful.
Thank you, Maria. Well, from Maria to Mary in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Mary is listening on EWTN.com. Hi, Mary. How can we pray with you today?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a daughter who is going through a very challenging and ugly divorce. She is a victim of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. They have three small children. And my prayer request today is that the hearts that have been turned against each other would be turned towards each other, and everyone would work together for a peaceful settlement, mm-hmm. and that the three small children could get the help they need to gain understanding of what is going on in their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely. We will pray for that. Definitely that it all works out in down the road. But for now, Mary, is your daughter and the children, are they safe?
Yes, they're absolutely safe now.
Okay.
You know, alcohol has been a problem as well, but they are absolutely safe now. Thank you for asking.
Okay, perfect. So that's good. We got that part covered, and then we'll pray for a peaceful resolution to this, a solution that goes forward, that the kids and your daughter can get some professional help. Please, Mary, encourage your daughter to constantly surround herself and the children with help, with support. A lot of people feel like they can do it alone. When they go through something very traumatic like that, they need a lot of support, even if they say, I got it, I can handle it. So just we'll pray that there's continued support around your daughter and the children, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Certainly, Mary. Thank you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Debbie and I are welcoming your prayer intentions, urgent prayer intentions. God, I need you now. That is what we're doing on today's program. Please grab that open phone line if you would like. As we go to Suzanne, who is in Colorado, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm asking for prayers for healing on my daughter, Michelle. She has, at this time, four brain tumors. She's on medication for seizures. She has had a lot of radiation therapy, so she has a lot of issues. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So she has gait problems. She has balance problems. She's got a lot of issues. So I just would like to ask for prayers for healing on Michelle, please.
Mm-hmm. You got it, Suzanne. I got Michelle in the book. I put also you and the whole entire family, because I'm sure it sounds like the family is rallying around her and helping her. One thing real quickly, Suzanne, we may have asked this prior. I believe I've seen Michelle in our book. She's in our book before, isn't she?
She is.
I thought so. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, we've been praying go ahead.
Thank you. One other thing to ask. She also has an umbilical cord hernia that she has to have surgery on August 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a big deal for her also. So for everyone to pray for her for that too, please.
Okay. You got it. How is she doing with her faith and her emotional health? How is she doing?
She's very faithful. She's always been very faithful through this whole thing.
Okay.
So,
okay,
yeah,
good.
She loves Jesus. She's right there with him.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry?
I just looked up online. I was just curious about life. There was a patron saint for brain tumors, and there is a saint, Maria Elizabeth Hesselblad, who was canonized not that long ago. Pope John Paul II beatified mm-hmm. her in 2000, and Pope Francis canonized her in 2016. And I think the miracle that was used for her canonization was, I believe, the healing of someone with a brain tumor. I've got to confirm that. But again, Susan, it's Maria Elizabeth Hasselblad. I don't know if you've heard of her before. Have you?
No, I haven't. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Definitely start some prayers for her.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, nobody has the ear of God, if I can put it that way, like the saints, mm-hmm. because, and there's nothing God will deny a saint if it's in union, in line with his holy will, because the saints, we know they're saints because they did the will of God. You know, the saints are really good for a lot of things, but the one thing they did most importantly is they sought sanctity and did the holy will of God. So let us storm heaven asking St. Maria Elizabeth to pray for this intention, and St. Peregrine as well. And all of the saints. Let's just storm heaven for this one.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you. What, you're such a good mom. You're a beautiful mom. Okay, Wendy on YouTube, we got to wave to all our YouTube and social media because you guys love when we wave to you. Wendy on YouTube says, asking for prayers for my daughter, Bridget. She cannot start chemotherapy and radiation until her dental work is completed. So she just left for a dental appointment. Also, her blood pressure has to be stable. Okay, that's what we're going to pray for, Wendy, for Bridget. It's good that she's off to the dental appointment, so she'll get that taken care of. And then we'll get her, hopefully we'll be praying that she stabilizes with the blood pressure so she's ready to go for the chemo and the radiation, and we'll be praying. Bridget, keep us posted, Wendy, please.
Okay, Bernadette has a prayer intention. She is listening in Loveland, Colorado on the EWTN app. Hello, Bernadette, welcome.
Thank you so much, Gary and Debbie. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. I'm using confirmation names today. I'm asking for prayers for my sweetheart, Joseph. I'm so proud of him. He's honoring his commitment to fix a problem. However, the problem is in the Persian Gulf, mm-hmm. and the part that is in transit has been delayed due to all the unrest. So I'm asking for prayers for a miraculous resolve so he can come home. I'm also asking for prayers for all the wars in the world to end, mm-hmm. and for all those who have been affected by them. And in Thanksgiving for the anniversary of the reversal of Roe versus Wade.
Amen. Yeah, you said Joseph, Bernadette, I believe?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah, well, St. Bernadette, St. Joseph, pray for this very important intention, and we will definitely pray. We pray, Debbie and I and everybody in the show team, we all love our military, our first responders so very, very much, and we pray regularly for their safety and their mm-hmm. protection, and especially like you alluded to, Bernadette, right now things are especially dicey around the world, quite frankly. We're living in precarious times, so Deb, we will definitely be lifting up Joseph and all of those who may be potentially in harm's way.
Absolutely, Bernadette. We are praying. Please be assured of our prayers for Joseph and everyone else that is in the really serious situations with their work right now, with all the unrest and the rumors of wars and all sorts of things happening. I mean, it's a lot to take in, and it's getting overwhelming, and we get that. So we are definitely putting that at the top of our prayer book. Bernadette, thank you so much. And I've got you in the book and your boys in the book as well, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Yep. Okay, we're gonna get to our more of our calls in a moment, Jerry, but we have to hit the pause button for a little bit for some important announcements. But Jerry, real quickly, I wanted just to share. Folks, please, we're getting messages on how exactly we pray for all the Take Two family intentions. What we're asking everyone to do is just go a little bit above and beyond what you normally do. So if you go to daily Mass, stay 10 minutes after Mass and pray for the Take Two family intentions. Okay, you do something a little extra, adoration, an extra rosary, anything that you feel that could benefit and to help as we do this as the body of Christ. But do it round the clock. If you wake up at 3 a.m, start praying at 3 a.m, okay? This is our urgent prayer request show. We hope you join us. We'll be right back.
We are storming heaven today with the prayers of the entire Take Two family. Please, understand, realize this as well. If you don't manage to get through on a phone line or any other way, we are still lifting you and your intentions up because we pray for the entire Take Two family every day. But we invite you to share them with the world on the program at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Without further delay, let's go to Wanda, who is in Gainesville, Georgia, listening on Totus Tuus Catholic Radio. Hi, Wanda. Thank you for calling.
How are you
What's your
today?
Prayer intention? Doing well. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm asking for prayer for myself. I found out I got cataracts, so I'm probably going to have surgery on one of my eyes, maybe both of them, to get these cataracts removed. Mm-hmm. And I need a place to stay. I've been staying in my daughter's girlfriend's living room, and it's getting very crowded in there. I don't have a place of my own, so I'm needing a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm needing prayer for my ex-husband who's got cancer, and he's going to start back his chemo this Friday, so I'm hoping he's able to do it.
Okay. Wanda, are you Catholic?
I hope you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you. I'm just curious. Are you Catholic, Wanda?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you. You may not be able to hear us. So
okay.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Are you Catholic?
I started to become Catholic, and I want to finish becoming Catholic. I just haven't had the chance I need. I'm trying to find somebody to help me go through so I can go through the catechism and all that.
Okay.
Become Catholic.
Good. Okay. So Wanda, we're praying for you right now, and these cataracts that are forming. Just so you know, I've been through it myself. I had a really rough year, so I will definitely add you to my prayers, personal prayers. But I need you to go to St. Lucie. I need you to go to Padre Pio. I need you to go to Blessed Carlo Acutis. Why do I say that? Because those are the three I went to, the primary three. I also went to St. Anthony, like Jerry was mentioning earlier, St. Francis of Assisi. I went to others as well, but I need you to go to those three, St. Lucie, Padre Pio, and Blessed Carlo Acutis. Look them up online, read about them, get to know them, get to be friends with them, and I am definitely going to ask them to journey with you on this cataracts, the surgery, and have a successful outcome, plus a place for you to live and for your ex-husband to get that chemo that he needs and all things to go well with you. But Wanda, keep working your way back into the church. There's a reason this is all happening, and there's a reason that you were drawn into the Catholic faith. So we're going to also pray that you do get signed up for those OCIA classes. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. We got it covered, Wanda.
There you go. Thank you, Wanda. Lots of prayers coming your way. May you be at peace with everything that is unfolding in your life and in the lives of those you love. Kellen is in Baltimore today, listening on iHeartRadio. Hello, Kellen. Thanks for calling the program. What is your prayer intention today?
Hi. I'd like to pray for my mom, who has congestive heart failure. I'd like to pray for my friend Mary Jo, who's going through infusion for cancer, in my church, and all my women's Bible study who has health concerns, and myself. I'm going through some anemia right now, and I want my legs to be stronger for my cerebral palsy.
Okay. So you said your mother has heart issues, Kellen? Is that what you said?
Yes, my mom has congestive heart failure. Okay. My friend Mary Jo at my church is going through infusion for cancer, and my Woman's Bible study friends, they have many health concerns, and myself, I'm going through anemia right now, been in and out of the hospital, and also my legs from my cerebral palsy are kind of weak.
Okay. Well, you've got a lot of very important intentions there, Kellen, and we're going to be lifting all of them up. A number of them are, you know, serious, definitely serious, you know, mm-hmm. especially with your mom, like you said. So we're going to be lifting all of these up. One thing I'm going to pray for, especially, Kellen, is you have peace in your heart. You know, we go to God with our prayer intentions. We can trust Him. He's our loving Father, our loving Daddy. He cares for us like no human being on earth ever possibly could. And so I just really want to pray peace into your heart, Kellen, and definitely pray for God's provision in these important prayer intentions.
Yep. That's what we're praying for, Kellen. We've got you covered in prayer, okay? Be at peace.
I want to give blessings to everybody. I want blessings I want good things to happen to everyone. Thank you.
Aw, and we want good things to happen to you. Yeah, that's your heart and your soul showing right through the radio. Way to go, Kellen. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah.
I love that call. Okay.
Yes. Well, our wonderful dear friend Angel is in Perrysburg, Ohio today on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Angel. Thanks. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, my darlings. I love you both. I always need your prayer. We have a really strong prayer need today. When the thing came down in Iran, my fiance was being transported with five soldiers, military taxi, and in the distance, they noticed a cell of men, probably Iranian, not sure, coming to attack. And they threw Eric out of the vehicle in order to save him. They went on about, I don't know how many feet, and they were killed. Eric is lost, and his GPS needs to restart. His military GPS needs to start again so they can save him. Please pray.
Mm-hmm.
That we get military GPS going immediately.
Right, right. Well, definitely, we will start praying, and that's got to really be so frightening. I mean, I can't even imagine what you're going through right now, Angel. That's got to be really rough because you're just waiting to hear if they, you know, can locate him. So please let us know. Drop us a line. Let us know. You can always email us at take2@ewtn.com and let us know when they connect back with Eric. And for sure, we're praying for him and all the other military personnel that is in harm's way. Oh, my goodness, Jerry. Yeah.
No, my heart just aches as you were describing that, Angel. What a sad situation it is. But you know, let's trust. You know, let's think the best. Think the best outcome on this, good Lord willing, and really really lean into divine mercy right now. Just really lean into Jesus and trust Jesus. I trust in you.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Stay right, strong, Angel. You're a woman of faith. You got this. Okay.
We've got this.
Yep. Yeah, we got to stick together. I know when a lot of things are hitting us all around us, and it's tough. But we're with you. We're with you. Okay.
I need you guys.
Okay. Love you, Angel.
Love you. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Take two family. Let's really really get busy on that one.
Yes.
Please. Maria said Maria has recently discovered an uncommon mental disorder that is affecting her marriage, so please pray for that. And Colleen says, my sister Maureen has MS and needs a better health insurance plan, so prayers for healing of Maureen as well.
Okay, got everybody. And Maria and Colleen, got it. Okay, we're going to get to Rhonda next in Marquette, Michigan. On help me with the I have never heard of this radio station. Can you help me with that?
I haven't heard of it either yet. Ludington Catholic Voice.
Beautiful,
that's fantastic.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you, Rhonda, for joining us. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. This is my first call, and
oh,
I'm
nice.
Not sure that it would be Ludington, but I was thinking we're part of the KNOM, I think, from Alaska. It feels like I've heard that on our radio station as well. It's like a partnership or something. I'll have to look into that after this call. But
this is exciting.
I'm calling with, it is. I'm glad to be able to be on here right now and ask for some prayers for my kids. I have 28-year-old twins, and this year my son was married. And my daughter will also be getting married in October. Neither of them have been practicing their faith, and it just breaks my heart. We attended Mass every weekend, always, and they seem to have good, strong faith lives when they were young, and they've turned away from it, and they're not. Everyone tells me, you built that foundation, they'll come back to it, but I'm very troubled, and I worry that will they? You know, and I just keep praying constantly for them. And when the bishop asks, what can I pray for you every year, I send that same request in for my adult children to return to the practice of their faith. Mm-hmm. And there's no other time that would be more important, especially for my son. He is stationed in the Middle East. And when I just heard Angel's call, it just brought tears to my eyes thinking about, you know, my son is over there too, and I know she's got her loved one there, and it's just a lot to try to wrap our minds around, and and really put our faith in Jesus that he's going to take care of this for us. So extra prayers for my adult children is what I'm looking for today, but especially my son, Brad.
Your son, Brad. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. He's the military son, right?
He is.
Brad. Okay. All right. Real quickly, Rhonda, I'm going to comment first and then I'll leave time for Jerry. Real quickly, it's the number one prayer intention and request is of children who have left the faith. So just so you know, you're not alone. You're with all the rest of us, you know, thousands and thousands of us who raised our kids Catholic, gave them all the sacraments. They received their sacraments. They went through school. Some went through homeschooling. Some went through Catholic school. Some went through public school. Some are from intact families. Some are from divorce families. It goes all across the board of Catholic families trying to raise their kids Catholic and their kids walk away when they become adults. However, there have been a lot of adult children coming back to the faith, and Catholic Radio has helped in that process. So that's fantastic. There's also a ministry called CatholicsComeHome.org. I would recommend pulling some resources there. They are fabulous resources there for when your adult children are open to having you talk to them about things. CatholicsComeHome.org. Also, Rhonda, if you want to add some fasting, very intentional prayers and fasting and almsgiving at the same time. So be thinking of it like this. You're going to fast and you're going to give at the same time. Okay. Fast and give at the same time. And it doesn't have to be fasting from food. It could be fasting from screen time. It could be fasting from TV time. It could be fasting from anything. And dedicated to bringing your children back home. Sometimes that provides some quick forward movement in that direction. So those are the couple things that we're all using as parents and grandparents. And so if, we'll pray for you, you pray for us, and let's storm heaven on this. Jer?
No, I agree with all of that. Yeah, Rhonda, I myself, Rhonda, in my early 20s, I had no use for God or the church or anything like that. And, God slowly brought me back. So those people who have told you that, about the foundation that you've laid, that's true. It's absolutely, you got to fall back on that and really trust in that, because the seeds have been planted, the seeds have been watered. And there are going to be events and experiences in their lives, like with your son being deployed where he is right now. It's got to have him thinking maybe a little bit more about God than he might otherwise do so. So just really let's lean in and trust that the foundation that you laid is going to blossom, going to bloom someday in a beautiful faith life for your children.
I sure hope so, and thank you for all the prayers. And I will definitely look at that Catholics Return Home site there. I just jotted that down.
Yes, it's CatholicsComeHome.org. CatholicsComeHome.org. They're the ones that have the TV commercials.
Very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Call us anytime and stay in touch with us. Rhonda, let us know how Brad is doing. You can always email us at take2@ewtn.com.
Okay, thank you so much, and God bless you both.
God bless you too. Thank you, Rhonda. Okay, Danny on a text. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Danny, our friend Danny on a text says, please pray for me and my scans coming up in a few weeks to still remain cancer-free. Danny, we have you permanently in the prayer book. We got you covered, buddy. Got to stay strong like you're doing. You're doing great.
Amen. Yeah, and another program that you really ought to tune in for if you have any questions about the Catholic faith, it's the long-standing Catholic Answers Live tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 2 hours today of What's Your Protestant Challenge with Carlo Broussard. He's a Catholic Answers apologist. So Catholic Answers Live, 2 hours at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on most of these EWTN radio stations.
Okay, we were just in Michigan, so now we're going to Worcester, Massachusetts, and Lewis is waiting so patiently on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Lewis.
Hello, and thank you very much for taking my call, and thank you so much to the Blessed Virgin Mary for doing so much good you do for us in the world. Mm. Thank you very much.
Aww. Praise God.
The reason I'm calling is I live in a senior apartment here in Worcester, Massachusetts, and I had a friend that for a year now I've been praying for her. She has fourth stage cancer, but she's a real fighter, and I think the prayers of the world can help her out, and I appreciate all you can do for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, all that we can do is, of course, pray, Lewis, and we are already on it. We can assure each and every one of you, the minute you articulate your prayer intention on this program over the airways, the Take-Two family is off and running with those prayer intentions. And you mentioned something important, Lewis. You mentioned that your friend is a fighter. That's very, very important. We have the divine help that we need, but we also need to really, as best we can, I'm not saying it's easy, but we have to remain as positive as we can, as upbeat as we can, and really invest ourselves in the treatments that we're getting. So that's, Debbie, I think a good combination, her will to succeed in this and then God's divine help.
Absolutely. But Lewis, you have been a dear, dear family member of Take Two for a long time, and you have the most generous, the biggest heart I think I've ever heard. You're so wonderful, always worrying about other people. But Lewis, we put you in the prayer book as well, just to make sure you stay strong, okay?
I appreciate that. And then one more request. I have a friend who has a house in South Carolina. He lives in Massachusetts too now. He's trying to sell the house. He's been a long time doing so. So pray for him too, okay? Thank you.
Okay. You got it, Lewis. I love Lewis. So wonderful. Charles in Houston, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network, just dropped a note to us saying about eyesight. So another eyesight issues. Okay, Charles, same thing. Go to St. Lucie, St. Padre Pio, Blessed Carlo Acutis. Okay, Charles, please do that quickly and bring those saints and ask them to be friends with you and to help you and get their prayer cards, get them blessed by priests, put them in your home, and stay close to them.
Amen. All right, we're going to pray with James in Springfield, Ohio next, watching on YouTube. Hello, James, and those of you watching the video stream. How are you, James? Hello, James. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Good to hear from you, sir. What would you like us to pray for?
You're kind of cutting out on me a little bit.
Okay. Is this a little bit better, James?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Okay.
I'm just not sure what to say because I want to send a good message. I just don't know how to do it. I want it to be powerful for people.
Okay. So you're basically saying that you want God to use you to bless other people's lives. Is that kind of a good way of summarizing it?
In a good way.
Okay.
Well, I think, James, the first place to start is, they say we can't give what we don't have. We need to be filled up first. So just, I would say, and Demi, I'm sure you'll agree, just make sure your own prayer life, you're building that foundation by spending time with God in prayer every day. And that can mean a lot of different things. If you're able to go to Mass, if you're Catholic, go to Mass daily, if that's at all possible, weekly, certainly weekly. If you're a non-Catholic brother or sister of ours, go to your church faithfully. Read Scripture, study Scripture, meditate on Scripture, and then if you're Catholic, maybe add a rosary or chaplet of Divine Mercy, but really let your intention before the Lord be, God, I want to know you personally, I want to know you deeply, I want to know you intimately, but I also want to help bring other people to you as well. So just give God permission, James, to do whatever he wants in your life and to use you however he wants. And Debbie, I know that'll bring about a lot of great fruit in other people's lives.
Absolutely. And thank you for trusting us with this, James. And we will ask God to just infuse you with all of those blessings and graces and to get you in a beautiful place with the Lord so that you can help others and serve others. James, awesome call. Thank you so much. And we're waving to you again on YouTube. Thanks for being a YouTube family member. Okay, we're going to move to Marilyn in Corpus Christi, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Marilyn. Welcome to the program.
Hi, blessings, Debbie and Jerry. Good to hear your voices.
Likewise.
I just wanted to share. On YouTube, I saw something, and it said what it was saying is on June the 24th, Padre Pio reveal three things you must do on the feast of Saint John the Baptist. So I thought that was interesting, and I would try. But it was for the announcement of his birth. They shared in the middle of the video saying that at his birth, his father lit a bonfire on the top of the hill to let everyone know that he was born. And then it says Saint
Padre Pio says, if you can light a bonfire, do so. If not, light a little candle, pray, and keep your eyes on the candle. And the prayer to say, which I said, is, Lord Jesus, let this sacred fire of divine love burn bright for you in my heart and those of my family and the whole world. And so I just said that, Lord Jesus, let this sacred fire of divine love burn bright for you in my heart and that of the whole world, my family, those that ask for my prayers, and to keep your eyes on the flame and be silent. So I did that, and you may receive a message, I think it said. But I did receive a message. I kept my eyes. It was just a little tea candle, and it was at the church this morning. So it's so beautiful, and the message I received was, his father was made mute, but he was the heralder of Christ.
Mm. Wow.
He certainly was.
Wow. I love that you went through that prayer kind of exercise, if you will. I love that you did that in church. I think that is very, very important to do that, especially when we do pick up some of these prayer things on the internet. And so I think that was powerful that you were right there in the house of God, Marilyn.
And I thought, wow, I didn't realize his father was baby, but here he is, the heralder of Christ. And I just pray that all of our hearts be open to receive the flame of burning love, divine burning love for everyone, and that the Lord continue to spread his message and guard all his messengers, all of those that bring the word of God, you know, to us. And thank you, Jesus, for EWTN and for all the affiliates. We're so grateful for all you do. Please.
Mm. Thank you, Marilyn. That's very sweet of you. God is looking for hearts to set ablaze. And as St. Catherine of Siena said, you know, if you are what you should be, you will set the world on fire. So let us all really ask God, Lord, what do you want me to be? How do you want me to be in relationship with you? How can I help set the world on fire? Thank you, Marilyn. In Corpus Christi, we appreciate your call. Theodore is in Buffalo, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Theodore.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So I'd like to ask, it's been going on for quite a while now, but there's been a bit of a feud between one of my siblings and my mother, and it's gotten to a point where it's affecting all of us. Like, my mom gets a little angry at us and doesn't want us going behind her back to talk with my one sibling, and you know, I see mistakes on both of their ends, and I just pray that, you know, the devil stops dividing our family apart, and it gets hard to deal with. So all I ask is people pray for peace.
Yeah. When there's, you know, we're talking about unrest in the Middle East. When we have that kind of same tension in our homes, Theodore, it's very tough. And so we're with you on this. Again, go to the Holy Family, okay? Go to the Holy Family and maybe bring the Blessed Mother Joseph and, of course, the baby Jesus into your home. Get a card. Have it blessed. A beautiful prayer card. Put it in a central location in the home. Get a little mini statue. Whatever works. But bring the Holy Family into your family to make that a beautiful place of peace and a safe place, not a place of tension. Okay, Theodore, we're with you, though. I can totally relate to that. I'm getting emotional because I grew up with that kind of situation, and it's tough.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Theodore. Randy in Opelousas, Louisiana. If you can be real quick, Randy, about 30 seconds, we will get your prayer intention on the air. Go ahead, Randy. Randy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, if you can do it in about 20 seconds or so, we're going to hear the closing music. Go ahead.
I'm just want y'all to pray for me for my VA benefits to be approved at 100%. I've been about 3 years now that I've been in this process, so I pray that it be done in a positive response.
You got it, Randy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And thank you for your service, sir. Thank you.
Yes.
And we will definitely pray. Sharon in West Virginia, we're not going to get to you today. Francis in Boston, Massachusetts, not on air, but I've got you in the book. I see the comments, got you in the book. Everybody on YouTube, I've got you in the book. Everybody sending in messages and emails, we've got you in the prayer book. Jerry?
Yeah, amen. Thanks. Another great job, as always, by the show team here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. That's Rich, Michael, and Pedro today. Thank you, Take Two family. Tomorrow, our topic is Sing Praise. We're going to give God the glory tomorrow on this radio broadcast, as always, with your help. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day.